Shall I do a roll call for you, Jan?
Sure. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the JIG call on the 8th of November. And on the call, we have Samad Hussain, Rafik Damak, Christopher Dillon, Jan Chang, and we have apologies from Fahad Batiana and from Avery Doria and Edmund Chun. For staff, we have Bart Boswinkel and myself, Glenn de Saint-Géry. And I think it's over to you now, Jan. But before that, may I just ask everybody to say their name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jen. Hi, this is Jen. Hi, everyone. Because Adamant couldn't make it today, so he has asked me to chair this meeting tonight. I think on today's agenda, it's actually a very straightforward agenda. We're going to discuss the draft response letter to board resolution in August on single character ID and TLD. I'm not sure, you know, if everyone has already read the draft Adamant sent out earlier today. So if you have any comments on the draft, we could, you know, start from there. If, you know, if you don't have enough time, have read it, I could brief the content of the draft letter first. So I'm not sure. Do you want me to brief it first, or everybody already read it? Or if everyone is on mute. Hello?
Hi, this is Armand. Jane, could I comment?
Uh-huh. I have one.
Okay. So this is, again, referring to the second point in this letter. It says, the single issue of the issue of single ID and single character IDs have gone through four rounds, and so on. I just wanted to sort of say that in this particular point, it may actually be relevant if the if JIG had at some point emphasized that. This needs to be urgently implemented and possibly considered for the first round. And if that's documented anywhere, a reference to something like that could actually be put in to make the case stronger. Currently, it just says that it is something which is desired for inclusion in the first round, but it doesn't really say whether CCNSO and GNSO actually have agreed that it should be part of the first round.
So basically, you agree with the principle of the draft, and you think we should make a stronger turn.
Actually, so what I'm suggesting is that the letter is saying that this is something which has to be urgently. So it's not a matter of whether it should be included or not. I think there's general agreement of the community on it. The issue being highlighted here is the urgency of that inclusion, but there is no direct reference to any agreement which actually in a way points to the urgency of the matter, not the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying that if there has been some discussion on this aspect in GNSO and CCSO, I'm actually an observer member of JIG, so I'm obviously not privy to some of these discussions which happen inside GNSO and CCNSO. But I think the case would, the letter would become stronger if there is some support for the urgency aspect of it as well, not just the need aspect of it.
And I think your point is so well taken. I actually agree with you. I think basically we provide three nationals why it should be implemented for now. The first one actually we listed both since both CCSO and the GSO Council have consensus on this single character issue. Also, we also agree, both councils agree, it shouldn't be delayed because of lack of readiness of one category, you know, or another. So we're not satisfied with the rationale board gave to us. If one category is not ready, the other one should be delayed too. And the second reason we gave is, since single character ID has already been gone so many times, actually gone four rounds of community discussion, and so far there's really not strong objection from the community. So basically, we reached a consensus among the community. So we really think it should be taken by the board. And the third reason we gave to the board is, although the board asked us to, request input from all the ACs, but there is really no implementation plan for a single character ID and TLD at this point. So we really think there should be an implementation team, in place to start work on implementation plan. Also, I think actually at the third point, even the board in the board resolution asked us to request input from collection of ACs. I really think there's lack of rationale to ask us to do so, because each time when we publish the report, we did give the public comments period, and there's really no objection from any AC or any SOs so far. So actually, I don't understand why we should get the endorsement from every single AC at this point. Probably that's some comments I would like to make. For the action, we have been asked, there's a three actions there. The first is implement the community consensus on single character ID and without delay by one side or the other. And the second one is to form an implementation team to assist the staff to implement single character ID. And the third one is update the new DTLD applicant guidebook for such implementation. And I did read the comments from Avery. She did suggest some amendment on the wording. I think we could include her comments in our next version of draft. I'm wondering, is there anybody else have any other comments on this draft?
This is Bart.
Hi.
This is more a procedural point, not based on the comments itself. I think what should be clarified and with both this GNSO, CCNSO, so council, who will send this letter, whether it's the JIG itself or the respective CCNSO and GNSO council. So this could come as a request from the JIG to the respective councils to send it and to adopt the letter. Because if you look at the mandate or the charter of the JIG, it's not clear to me and probably not to the councillors or to the respective councils whether the JIG can send out a letter on its own, yes or no. Yeah, as individuals, of course, but as a working group under both councils.
Yeah, actually, my understanding is once we finish this response letter, we're going to send it to both councils.
Yeah.
To get the endorsement from both councils and
yeah.
then send out to the board.
Maybe that's one, and then the question is: should the council send it, or should the JIG send it in it by itself?
Okay. So then, could we ask board for clarification, or should we ask both council to?
I think it's a matter of both councils, say, in the endorsement, but it's part of it. So you can go either way. But it's
okay.
More a matter of the councils to decide whether they want to send it or they endorse the JIG to send it. But it should be clear that, but that's more a procedural point.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments on the draft?
Hello, this is Christopher Dillon. I'm wondering, it may just be that I don't understand, I'm relatively new to the working group, and it's just that I don't understand, but I there's a lot of talk about implementation plan, but it strikes me that if the guidebook were changed, that evaluation panels would just process the one character TLDs like all the other applications. I'm really wondering why is an implementation plan necessary?
Because it's not only about the guidebook, GTLD guidebook. It also will affect CID and CCTLD.
Oh, sorry, yes. I see. I mean, the guidebook is dealing with generic.
Ask to amend the new GTLD applicant guidebook. But meanwhile, there should be an implementation plan for the whole package.
Sorry. Yes, I understand.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments on this?
Maybe this is Bart again, Jan.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand, as we briefly discussed, you could interpret the board resolution as coupling both the fast track or the overall policy and new GTLD, and that's one of the statements. But maybe it should be clarified why the JIG thinks these two are coupled again and on what basis. Because it's saying the board resolution itself is fairly vague, in my opinion. But
okay.
It suggests something. Say the August, it's under number one. Say the August 2000 board resolution perhaps inadvertently conflicted with this community consensus, and the community consensus is that the introduction of IDN GTLDs or IDN CCTLDs should not be delayed because of lack of readiness of one category. So, the claim is that the board resolution of August 2011 is perhaps inadvertently conflict with this general broad statement. But in itself, if you look at the board resolution as such, it's not explicitly mentioned that way. So maybe clarify on what basis the JIG assumes this.
Okay. I got your point. Yeah, we probably should, you know, read the board resolution carefully and, you know.
Yeah, and maybe it's just a matter of, as a matter of clarification, ask whether this is the case and not just make it as a statement. Because then you make a statement on something which is not in, say, which is perhaps inadvertently wrongly phrased or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Probably we should do more homework, you know, on that part.
Yeah, there is a lot of assumptions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any other comments? If not, I think Adam and me are going to work on the draft again. And probably this couple of days, we're going to send another version to the mailing list. If anyone could give us feedback as soon as possible, that'd be great. Then probably we could make it on time before next council meeting, both councils, council's meeting, send to the both council. So
Jan, you are aware that the CCNSO council meeting is next Tuesday.
Yes.
Otherwise, yeah, you can make it. And there is one in December as well.
Mhm. We'll see how far, you know, we could. But I think it wouldn't take long for another version to be released. So probably, I think this couple of days we could work out another version.
Mhm.
Mm. But do thanks to remind me, Bart. I think if there's no other issue, I think that's pretty much it for today. Because, you know, this is really something urgent. As Bart mentioned, it's really, we don't have much time if we do want this new GTLD, this single character thing in the new GTLD first round. So we probably should push really hard to see if still, you know, we could do it in time. Then thanks, everybody.
Sorry, I joined in late. I was listening in.
Uh-huh.
This is Jan.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm asking everybody, do you have any comments?
No comments. I just wanted to.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. As I mentioned, if there's no other comments, I already make note with all the comments we heard today. And Adam and me are going to work on another draft for a response to the board. And we're probably going to send out another draft this couple of days to the mailing list to see, to get feedback from members. And then hopefully we could, you know, get to the both council in time to have a discussion in the council meeting. If there's no comments or is any other issue anybody want to raise? I heard none. So I think that's it for today. Thanks, everybody.
Okay,
thanks for the comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.